A grand total of 22,000 votes were cast for the Commonwealth's attorney. Jim Hingley alone received 21,000 votes. It was a massive get out the vote. So what is the agenda behind that sort of effort? That's what really is the issue to me, is what makes the Commonwealth's attorney that kind of, oh gosh, I'm up against the news here. Mason, God bless you, sir. I'll talk to you again very soon.
Bye.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today. Highs low to mid-40s.
Travis, it's 31 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
One of the newer teens suspected of killing Charlottesville native Tess Majors will stay behind bars for now, and a manhunt is underway for a second teen wanted in connection with the murder.
The 14-year-old was being brought in for questioning by a family member when he bolted from the car.
Governor Ralph Northam is proposing dropping the mandatory annual car inspection requirement as part of next year's budget.
API Service Center says inspections are about safety.
I feel like it would be a big mistake not to have some form of safety program. If you're sitting in a red light and the guy behind you hadn't had his car checked and has no brakes or has faulty steering, hey, he can be right in the back of your car in a moment.
Northam is also proposing eliminating the car registration fee, which would save Virginians $150 million a year.
Governor Northam's budget also includes increases in fuel and tobacco taxes in exchange.
Former UVA student Jens Søring was released from prison after 33 years for the murders of his girlfriend's parents in 1985. He arrived in Germany on Tuesday morning.
I'm so happy to be in Germany after 33 years in prison in the United States. I'm so grateful to all my German supporters, and I'm grateful to my American supporters as well. I've had wonderful, wonderful friends in America, a lot of them police officers, and that's the only reason I'm here, because so many police officers came forward, investigated this case, found out the truth, and they let me go. And I'm so grateful to them as well.
Meanwhile, a team of local journalists, Courtney Stewart, Rachel Ryan, and Jacqueline Permarini, have teamed up to start a podcast called Small Town, Big Crime, which investigates the Jens Søring case and continues from this point.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 31 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
There's something sweet about getting extra. Extra legroom on my flight? Awesome! That's why JCPenney is having their sweet sale. Hurry to the sweet sale this Thursday to Saturday, and you could get an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off with our chocolate bar coupon giveaway. Use it to get up to 80% off fine jewelry red bow deals. Plus, shop select St. John's Bay sweaters for him and her for $19.99. JCPenney. Offers and coupon valid 12/12 to 12/14. Giveaway in-store only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Peugeot and Ram Trucks will be sharing a garage now that PSA and Fiat Chrysler have agreed to combine in a deal that would create the world's fourth biggest automaker. The deal will give PSA a long-sought presence in North America and should help Fiat gain ground in developing low-emission technology. Shares of FedEx are moving lower in pre-market trading after the shipper cut its profit forecast.